One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.'" The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than he.' And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This weekend, our Lord is bringing us back to the fundamentals, the very basics, the very height of what it is to be Christian, the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. If we don't have this right, we don't have anything right. If we don't know how to dribble, we don't know how to shoot, we don't know how to play basketball. If we don't know how to love God with everything and love our neighbors as ourselves, we're not walking in the Christian life. St. Thérèse of Lisieux said it perfectly. "I want to love the Lord as much as it is possible for this heart to love him." And this weekend is the perfect weekend to have our Lord say this gospel. I mean, it's the perfect time ever to hear the gospel, to love God with everything, of course. But just 2 days ago, we were just here for All Saints Day. And to be a saint is, yeah, to be in the Hall of Fame of Catholic heaven, of course. To be a saint is, yeah, to be in heaven. But more than that, to be a saint is simply to love God with everything and to love our neighbor as ourself. Full stop. That's what a saint is. Yesterday, we celebrated All Souls Day, where we pray for our beloved dead that they might see God face to face. St. John of the Cross said, "In the twilight of our lives, we will be judged on love alone." That for our beloved dead, and one day when we go and meet the Lord, our judgment will come based on how we loved. And today we celebrate Father Dan's 23rd anniversary to the priesthood of Jesus Christ. We pray for him that he might grow in charity for God and for neighbor in this particular way, in this vocation. St. John of the Cross said, "In the twilight of our lives, we'll be judged on love alone." There's a kind of hierarchy in our loves. First of all, we'll be judged on how we loved God. First of all, with all our heart, strength, soul, and mind. Second, we'll be judged on how we loved the one we are consecrated to. For most of us, that's how we loved our spouse. After that, we'll be judged on how we loved the fruit of our consecration. Most of us, our children, or our parents, in a way. And after that, we'll be judged on how we loved everyone else. It could be friends, coworkers, clients, baseball team, everyone else. And in that subcategory of everyone falls our nation. To love others is to will the good of the other. For our spouse, that means serving them, doing the chores, our children, taking care, giving them words of affirmation, just physical signs of affection, all that. Loving the good of our neighbor, when that means our nation, means willing the common good. Willing the good of our neighbor, all of us we share this land, this country with. There's a lot going on this week, as we said, and a lot going on in a couple days, and it is good. We know that we are called, first and foremost in life, to love God with everything, and to love our neighbor as ourself. Charity is what we're about, because that's what the Lord is about. Charity is who we are, because that's who the Lord is. Charity is what orders every aspect of our lives, including our political lives. This week, as we're going forward this election day, we go forward ordered by love of God and love of neighbor. In this case, love of all our neighbors in this country. We can love our neighbor this week through our country in a healthy way or an unhealthy way. We are not going to bury our head in the sand. That is not what charity calls for. But on the flip side, we are not going to become obsessed, because that is not charity either. In love of our neighbor, we have to approach this election week with a healthy engagement with the Lord in charity. Yes, in charity, we should have a healthy intake of the news, but we should not have an unhealthy intake. We need to approach this with charity, willing our good for our neighbor, and practically speaking, what that looks like is voting. We, in charity, in justice, need to go out and vote our conscience this week. If we're called by the Lord to do more, maybe in the future to go for office, I don't know. If we're called by the Lord to speak in promotion of the common good, okay. But what that looks like, it must be ordered by charity, or it's not worth doing and it's not helpful. This week, let's ask the Lord for the grace for charity to order every aspect of our lives. And the last thing, as a litmus test for where our heart is, if we are loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength in this specific area of politics, a neighbor as ourself, a good litmus test is just to ask the question, where is there fear in my heart? Where have I lost peace in my heart? Because yeah, if we're a little rattled, okay, we mean that before the Lord. But if our heart gets lost completely in fear of what's going on, there's something wrong there. Because we have one God. Fear the Lord alone. We should have a healthy fear of offending God. We should have a healthy fear of actually not loving God as much as we can, because that's what our life is about. But if we're afraid of some outcome, if we lose our peace over some outcome, then we're effectively making a God of something else than who God is. Because we love the Lord our God with everything, and we trust him with everything. And at the end of the day, the Lord is Lord. God is God. Whatever else happens, we should care. We still recognize God is still in charge. God is still king. And if our faith is rattled to such a degree that we lose our trust in him, we need to check our hearts and bring our hearts gently but firmly back before the Lord and say, Lord, I trust you and I love you with everything I am. Let us ask God for this grace, for this charity, and for this peace to rule our hearts.